This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.
Go.
There's a drive.
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive.
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field.
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman, Brad Underwood, Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Yeah.
Let's go for a little ride.
The Drive with Tay and Piper. I am Lon Tay. He is Derek Piper. Trevor Valise and Hans D. both here. It looks like Hans D's in the hot seat. We have Maria Guzman coming up from the Illini Inquirer at 4:30. She is going to join us to talk some Illinois, Minnesota. Then at 5:05, a little this or that Illinois, Minnesota. We did that the first week against Wisconsin and made Illinois look really good. And then we looked really stupid come Friday night. So we'll try it again. We're a little more based now in our thoughts, I think, is the way to say it. And then, of course, Hans D. is here with the award-winning Who You Got. We really should turn that in sometime. What's the award you can get in radio? I can't think of what it's called. I think Jeremy and I got one once, and I don't know what it's called. But anyway, we've got to get that turned in for Hans D. on the Who You Got. We need to send in an animal one from the COVID days. Actually, we need to send in the one with Pat Chambers. I know he wouldn't appreciate that. And see if we can get an award winner out of that so we can technically say it's an award-winning.
I mean, I think he would, though. I think that's probably going to be on his resume whenever he tries to get back into the coaching ranks.
Can you imagine if he goes into the media route now and he's like, well, the only thing I have is this. Me talking about punching Juwan Howard below the belt. That's about all I got. What the heck? I love it. So we will do all that. We got a lot coming up. All right, Derek Piper. You know me. I'm Mr. Optimistic. And then I get really mad. And then I'm really pessimistic. But then by Friday, I get
you
back.
You got yourself convinced.
I do. I get back to optimistic. And here's what it's about. It's not necessarily about this game tomorrow against Minnesota, though it will go a long way in helping out my optimism. Can you pull up real quick, unless you have it memorized, the Illini football schedule?
Got it in front of me.
You got it in front of you. Okay, let's just say Illinois gets it done tomorrow against a shaky Minnesota defense. Let's say the ground game with Caron Taylor, Mike Epstein, who am I forgetting?
Chase Brown.
Thank you, Chase Brown. Let's say they get it rolling. Illinois gets up, let's say 14-0 early, and then they settle into a shootout, but always maintaining that touchdown to two touchdown lead. Illinois gets its first victory. They're 1-2. Now, you then go to Rutgers. You would probably at 1-2 be the favorite against Rutgers. And really, truly, if you can't beat Rutgers, then you probably need to start playing in the OVC. And I'm sorry, but Rutgers, you know, I know they're better this year, but you have to be better than Rutgers. So if you would take care of business there, now you're 2-2, right?
You'd be 2-2.
And then you've got Nebraska. And Nebraska looked good for a half against Ohio State. Now, they didn't play last week due to the Wisconsin COVID issue. They play again this week, I think, at Northwestern. So we will see how Nebraska does. But there's a chance you might be 2-2 going up against a Nebraska team that still doesn't have a win. And I know that doesn't mean anything, but let's say you would win that.
Yeah, and you could have Brandon Peters back for that game.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so now let's say you're 3-2. Now you're going to lose to Ohio State. 3-3. But then you...
Unless you're just red hot now that Caron Taylor's got it rolling and Don't even have to worry about it.
No.
Could happen.
I don't think that's going to happen. So then you're 3-3, and you've got Iowa coming
Ohio
to town.
State.
Well, no, I had the Ohio State game as a loss.
You breezed past that one.
But then you've got Iowa coming to town, a game that I circled years ago for November 7th, which is tomorrow. But it's not tomorrow. It's obviously down the road. And this Iowa team is 0-2. Now, we think that they're a little bit better than their 0-2. They've lost a couple of, like, one-point games. But anyway, if you win one of your last two, at least you go 4-4. Would you be satisfied at 4-4?
I mean, it'd be a lot better on the road than the road you're on right now, obviously.
Right,
I think that 4-4 is not what people set out looking for going into this year.
And I want to make that clear.
Again, you'd circle back and say, okay, if you go 4-4 when Brandon Peters tested positive, you missed some guys. I think in the end, you'd still would have hoped for more.
Yeah.
And you'd wonder who's coming back to maybe do what you thought you were going to set out to do. But yeah, it's better than you lose against Minnesota. Then you're wondering, can you get two of these?
Yeah, I mean, this is it for me. This is the last week of optimism for Lon. If you don't beat Minnesota, I'm done. I probably don't even have Illinois beating Rutgers. And I'm not saying that I have Illinois beating Minnesota. I'm just trying to give all Illinois fans a path to happiness. At least not depression, not full depression. Because look, if you get to 3-3, when is that Iowa game? You said it's in between Baylor and Duke.
That's right. December 5th. So you have December 2nd would be Illinois, Baylor, and Indy. December 5th, Illinois football at home against Iowa. December 8th, Illinois basketball at Duke.
Oh, my. Here's all I ask every year out of Illinois football. My expectations are so low, Derek. A lot of times I just want one big game at Memorial Stadium. This is when we're able to go. I just want that one big game, right? Which in the past has been like Nebraska. You've had a couple of games where it's like, okay, you're 3-1 or whatever, and it's like, boy, if we could win tonight, and you kind of feel, you know what I'm talking about. Illinois fans know what I'm talking about. You get to the tailgate lot, you kind of feel a little bit of that juice, and it's like, okay, here we go, man. If we win tonight, now, of course, we usually walk out of Memorial Stadium in the third quarter going, well, never mind. I was too optimistic again. All I want is 3-3 going up against Iowa. I want to have a chance to beat that stinking Iowa Hawkeyes program, go over 500, and then have a shot at 5 wins against Northwestern. Now, am I drinking? You can prove right now that I'm drinking water. So I know a lot of people are like, Lon, really? After what you've seen the first 2 weeks, it all comes down to the game tomorrow against Minnesota.
Yeah, and it's a winnable game. And we've talked about it all week. Minnesota's defense has been absolutely pathetic. They're the worst, or one of the worst, in Power 5. And I get it. You're starting a 4-string quarterback. You start without your center. And you, being Illinois, your defense has looked pretty sketchy, especially in the pass defense.
Yes.
You're bringing an all-Big Ten quarterback from last year in Tanner Morgan. Seems like a great get-right opportunity for him.
Right.
Rashad Bateman, who hasn't found the end zone yet this year.
Oh.
That's going to change on Saturday or tomorrow.
How many times?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Not everything has changed. There's still some of these reasons why we sat here and built it up and said this could be a good year. This is why Illinois has the reasons to break through and tack on a couple more wins. They're there, and you can do that if you beat Minnesota, then Rutgers, then Nebraska. We're not talking about world beaters
here. No, not at all.
You slot in Ohio State, you take your L, and you move on. And, yeah, but technically, I'm still skeptical.
Every
Monday
you should be.
We have that session with Jay where just let it all out, and it hasn't been pretty. And
it has not.
It will just get uglier by the week if it happens again this Monday. But yeah, let's talk about a win.
That's what I want to do. I want to at least give me one more chance to be optimistic about a win. So I want to ask you this. Minnesota threw the ball 15 times. I know the answer, okay? They only threw the ball 15 times against Maryland and yet scored 44 points. Because Ibrahim, or how did Ryan Burns?
Said Ibrahim.
Ibrahim, is going crazy. He leads the Big Ten in rushing, coming in against an Illinois front that seemingly has held up fairly well against a rushing attack against both Wisconsin and Purdue. So do you think Minnesota will continue to rely on that run game, or do you think they're going to open it up? I think I know the answer.
I think you have to open it up.
Yeah.
I think you have to play to the weakness of the Illinois defense, and even a Wisconsin team that's known for lining it up and hanging it off 30-plus times, you slot in a quarterback who was their second string, who was making his first start, and they, to their credit, it was a good game plan, came out and had no fear of him making throws and making decisions, which decisions were pretty obvious. Oh, middle of the field, wide open, let's hit that. And I think that with Morgan, it's you kind of scratch your head when you look and see he only threw it 15 times.
Doesn't make any sense, but they still scored 44 points.
So that's the ultimate answer, where it's like, okay, they weren't having problems offensively. They did in the fourth quarter where some of their drives stalled, and that was maybe being a little too conservative, a little too stubborn with the run, where they're trying to, you know, milk away the clock with a three-possession lead, and it backfired. But Morgan just set the record, your program record for passing touchdowns and passing yards last year.
Wow.
So, again, I think that, and to your point, I think Illinois' rush defense has been a lot better than expected. We circled that. If you would have went position group by position group, that's the number one concern going into this year, was the front and being able to stop the run. They did a pretty darn good job against Wisconsin. Purdue, same thing. I think they will hold up fairly well against Minnesota, probably enough.
Yeah.
I don't think Minnesota's going to abandon the run.
I don't either.
But I don't think Minnesota's also going to come in here and say, okay, we're just going to turn around, hand it off. It doesn't work. We're going to punt it, and we'll figure it out.
I don't know that Illinois is going to get 9.8 yards every offensive play like Minnesota is giving up this year. I'm not sure if they can. Maybe this Minnesota defense is just that bad. But
That'd be historically bad.
Oh, my goodness. But what I'd love to see, especially like with Illinois' first drive tomorrow, is not only get points, but score, get in the end zone, and just have a nice, smooth, solid drive. One of those drives that you're not staring down a third down and nine. You know what I'm saying? Just get me 5 or 6 yards on first down. Pick me up 4 more to get the first down on second down. Just methodically move down, punch it in, get up 7-0, because then all of a sudden that Minnesota defense is going to be like, we can't stop anybody. And they have to be feeling that anyway. Now, on the other side of the ball with Illinois, I want to ask you this. It's week 3. We did expect this secondary to be a lot better than what it is. Because now, as you asked the question about rush defense compared to the secondary, it is completely flipped in my mind. Like, I have so much more confidence in Illinois at least being able to withstand the run of the other team a little bit. But regards to passing, we have not seen an example this year that this Illinois secondary is anywhere close to stopping someone. So with that said, being week 3, knowing that Lovie Smith is addressing this, knowing that you've got some skill guys back there, do you or can I expect this Illinois pass defense to get a little better? It's a hard test.
It needs to get a little better than 81% completion percentage in your last 3 outings. Like, that needs to get a little better, and it'd be, I'd hesitate to say it'd be hard not to get a little bit better. We'll have to see that.
Yes.
I mean, it has to. The problem is the opponent in Morgan and Bateman. If we were going into the Rutgers game, if it was Nebraska and it's Adrian Martinez.
That's fair.
Or Iowa and it's Spencer Petras or Petras or however you say it. He's not Nate Stanley.
I see where you're coming here.
Given who you're about to play, I'm not optimistic about it getting better.
It's a bad time to try to help your pass defense when you got Tanner Morgan coming in, second team All Big Ten last year, and Rashad Bateman, who will be a first round pick.
Absolutely. And the fact that Marquez Beeson clearly isn't right, isn't healthy.
Yeah.
Lovie said something in the press conference. We can ask Maria about that because she's been following it. Same with Jeremy. Essentially, he's just not quite ready.
Okay.
And hasn't been getting a whole lot of snaps. And he was kind of a big part of what we thought would be that talented. He's not the experienced portion of that secondary, but he obviously brings talent to the position group, and they certainly could use it.
They could use it. And, of course, Illinois and Minnesota will kick off at 2:30 tomorrow at Memorial Stadium, a 2:30 afternoon game on Big Ten Network. We're actually like the second Big Ten Network channel. We're like the alternative channel. Or the alternate channel.
Is it really?
Yeah, because I set the recorder today, and it was the main game on BT. I don't know if they consider it a main game, but was, I don't know who it was. Was it Michigan? No, not Michigan State, Iowa. It was Nebraska, Northwestern. So Illinois, Illinois and Minnesota, which, I mean, rightfully so, they're 0-4 combined. So that's kind of that alternate game, but that's where it's at. I want to go to the College of Aces text line. Jordan said the only path to happiness, because I had mentioned to Illinois football fans, this is your path to happiness. If you can get this win, get the Rutgers win, get 3 in a row against Nebraska, you lose to Ohio State, and then you go into Ohio, or you go into Iowa 3-3. That's what I want. That's all I want. I want to be able to, on a cold December day, isn't there a song about that, I think? On a cold December day, I want to be fired up about watching Illinois-Iowa with a chance to get over 500, and then a chance against Northwestern to maybe get to 5 wins. Now, again, I know I'm crazy, and a 614 told me why here in a second, but Jordan said the only path to happiness is just getting to basketball season, which we're almost
Fair
there.
Enough.
We
yep.
are almost there. We don't have really any update, by the way, on the scheduling.
We should talk a little bragging rights.
Okay, let's do that. Give me one more. Yeah, give me one more ahead. College yep. races. A 614 said, "Hey, Lon, vodka looks just like water." I hate to say it, but this looks like 0-8. Okay, well, I'm here to say I'm drinking water, I promise. But I understand if you're out there with that kind of pessimism. I totally get it. And if you talk to me after Wisconsin game, and if you talk to me after the Purdue game, I would agree with you 100%. I'm just trying to muster up a little bit of excitement as we go into this game tomorrow. Now,
I don't blame you either.
I know. I just don't want the season to be done already.
Yeah.
But if they lose tomorrow, it's done already.
And I'm caught in between that weird, you just lost by a single touchdown to Purdue where you gifted them touchdowns and turnovers.
Good
but then
call.
It's also like, okay, you're also down 31-10, and then you kind of made a comeback and made it close. And,
well, and
I don't know.
And you can say you were down to Caron Taylor, and I get that. I totally get you were down to your fourth guy, and Kramer's out, and that's a huge loss. They were without...
Who's Rondale the, Moore.
Yeah, Rondale Moore, who's going to be like a top 10 pick in the NFL, maybe.
Right.
Or maybe
now,
not. Top first round, at least.
And I also think when we say four-string quarterback, we don't really know anything about Illinois' second-string quarterback.
I agree. Caron Taylor.
If you're considering Isaiah, that second-string guy.
Exactly.
If Matt Robinson is either 2A or third string.
Taylor might be your number two.
Yeah, right.
I totally agree with you.
So he's as proven, really, I guess, well... We've seen a little bit more of Isaiah, a little bit more of Matt Robinson. I don't think we've seen anything that
no
one's excited about.
No, because my number two guy in college and a guy that was a four-star guy should be able to have the ability to pass the ball. And it looks like when he gets in the games that there is not a design for him to pass the ball. And I'm talking about Isaiah Williams. I don't know that he will be able to next year. I'm not sure, but it doesn't look like that to me. And Matt Robinson, we've talked before. He's just kind of a journeyman guy, right? I mean, he just kind of game plans. And I
game
guess
manager.
That, yeah, game
yep.
manager. At least Caron Taylor's got a little bit of excitement. You see the, like Jay Lehman said, he's got like a bullet. He's got a hose, you know? I mean, he's got to be able to kind of control that. So we'll see. We'll see. At least I got you fired up. Maybe not. Maybe I didn't. Illinois basketball. You wrote an article today in Illini Inquirer, ding, about Illinois and Missouri. Is it happening?
I wish I had a for sure answer.
See,
there.
Because we would have started the show
right,
with that.
Yeah, absolutely. What was interesting is Missouri, so the SEC came out with their conference schedule, the Big Ten. Surprise, surprise. It's making us all wait till the very last minute. We'll be like 2 weeks from the season, which 2 weeks from the season is next week, before they come out with theirs. But the SEC has their conference schedule. Missouri also released their, as of now, non-conference slate, which also includes, as you mentioned, I think earlier in the week, Bradley on December 22nd. That's usually that pre-Christmas window when you're playing bragging rights. So that's a negative sign for you. Illinois still has some flexibility in their schedule. Missouri still technically would as well if they wanted to find a spot to slot that in. I did read a Post-Dispatch article that said both sides are still communicating about the game and that it probably wouldn't be in St. Louis if it happened. It'd be either at Champaign or Columbia.
That makes sense. That was Dave Matter.
That's right.
Matters or matter? I don't. It doesn't matter.
I think
it doesn't matter. Excuse the pun. But why can't it happen?
One thing you could argue, and this we've seen this now at the Champions Classic, is Michigan State's going to go to Duke to play the Champions Classic, while Kansas and Kentucky are going to play in Indianapolis.
Wow.
And what Matt Norlander of CBS Sports is saying is because these conferences are on different at different protocols, and there might be some concern of, okay, in the SEC they're doing this as far as testing. And a lot of the Big Ten, I know that Brian Underwood has been vocal about this, they want to be on the same page.
That's
they
fair.
Want to be ultra careful. That's not to say that Missouri's going to be reckless and you play Missouri
right.
and they're going to give you COVID and all of a sudden
right.
you're going to miss some guys. I don't know, though. I think – I'm not sure.
Okay.
I know a lot of fans would love to say Missouri's scared to play us because we're top 10. They've won the last 2 years. And if you just stack up the rosters, Illinois should handle them.
Yes.
I don't think it's as simple as that.
I'm with you.
And I haven't heard because in the Kentucky-Louisville – rivalry. Chris Max on Twitter essentially calling out
exactly
Calipari saying, you know, we need to make this game happen. We're not seeing Brad was given the chance to speak on the game and saying he didn't make a bold statement like we need to make this happen.
Exactly.
So
which
it would be
bad.
Disappointing if it didn't happen.
It would be. It's happened every year since 1983. It's not like it's not going to start up again next year. So I'm not worried about that. It's just, you know, maybe it does need to not happen. And I'll tell you why. Maybe in 20 years when guys like you and I are doing this radio show, you and I aren't, and they're sitting here talking about the bragging rights game, and they're looking back, and they see that one pause in action, and they're like, oh, well, that was 2020, that year of the COVID-19 pandemic. So it's almost like that's always going to be that. But it does, to me, just seem like, get it done.
My one argument on why it does need to happen, I mean, I got many arguments on why it should happen.
Right.
But something that honestly just came to mind today, that 2017 recruiting class
yes,
really lit a fire into this rivalry. Not that it didn't have it, but there were a couple of years with Kim Anderson
totally
and John
agree.
Gross was a little dead.
Totally agree.
Wasn't sold out there at Enterprise Center.
I mean, heck, it's on the Big Ten Network now and the SEC Network. It's not even on ESPN anymore.
Right. But when you had Jeremiah Tillman, Mark Smith cross over the party lines, Trent Frazier, DeMonte stay on Illinois' side. Javon Pickett goes with Tillman and Konzo. And the whole recruiting thing.
You're right.
Those guys are going to be seniors, except for Javon is going to be a junior because he ended up reclassing. But Trent's a senior. DeMonte, Tillman, Mark Smith.
Oh.
This is probably, unless they all opt to come back, which I'll tell you right now, it's not going to happen. This will be the last time they would get to go against
okay.
each other.
When you say it's not going to happen, who are you sure
all
about?
Four. I know that Tillman's come out on his Twitter
or
his Instagram and said, you know, this is it.
Okay. I thought you were breaking news on Frazier or DeMonte.
No,
okay.
I'm not doing
okay.
That.
You're right, though. It needs to happen because it would be so fun to play that. And of course, your boy, who was the other guy? Pickett, who had his career game against Illinois.
His, like, two best games of his career have been the 2 years he's played Illinois.
You just sit there and shake your head. It's like, why can't you? I'd be even more confounded, is that the word, if I were a Missouri fan, and say, why do you just show up against Illinois and you don't against Georgia or whatever, you know, in the conference? All right, good stuff there. If you want to weigh in, a lot of you have, 217-359-2255. That's the College of Aces text line. To make it simple, it's 359-CALL. You can join us on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. It's at the Drive 93.5.
Our podcasts are on all platforms, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. You can also go to tanepiper.podbean.com. Stream us live at stevyj.com, stevyjay.com. Or you can watch us live on YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, or Twitter. Just search Tay and Piper or The Drive 93.5.
Maria Guzman is going to join us next from Illini Inquirer. We'll talk some more on Illinois, Minnesota, and maybe some Big Ten, and maybe some little basketball as well with her. We'll do that next. It is The Drive. Fighting Illini football is back. And although things will look different this season, one thing remains the same. Game Day Spirit is the best place to gear up to support your Fighting Illini. From apparel to drinkware and everything in between, they have everything you need to cheer on the Fighting Illini this college football season. Visit them at the corner of Neal and Kirby in Champaign or 6th and Green in Campustown. Or shop online 24/7 at GameDaySpirit.com. That's GameDaySpirit.com. Don't look now, but Christmas is right around the corner.
Is it?
Well, if you haven't made holiday plans for your family or business, the Long Branch Steakhouse in downtown Gifford will host private Christmas parties Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday night for a guaranteed minimum of people. For more information, call Donnie, 217-568-7722. That's 568-7722 for more details. Don't wait until the last minute to make your Christmas party before the date is gone. Choose the Long Branch Steakhouse this holiday season, located in downtown Gifford.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Whoa. It's too early for that. Not at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. We are ready for Thanksgiving early.
I haven't even bought my turkey yet.
You will need a dependable freezer to put it in before you buy.
It's too early to buy the best pumpkins for my pumpkin pie.
It's not too early to replace that old range that bakes unevenly.
You got that right.
Hey!
I'm going to put off replacing my microwave. Those Thanksgiving leftovers are a long ways off.
Better lock one in now at a great price.
Can I order it online and have it shipped to my house?
Have it shipped or installed online or come into the store. Our award-winning service and sales team is staffed and ready for the holidays. Get your Thanksgiving shopping done early and worry-free at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Great products are on sale now. If you wait, all you get are the leftovers.
Need a little good news in your life? State Farm has new lower car insurance rates in Illinois, so you can now get the service and convenience of State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow at an even better price. That's right. State Farm can help you save more cash and get the good neighbor service you deserve. It's the real deal for car insurance. State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is ready to help you save in Champaign-Urbana. Call Kurt today at 352-1411. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
When you enroll in Army ROTC, you'll get leadership training that's valuable for any career, and you can get help paying for college.
Army ROTC enhances your college experience and helps you start strong.
Visit goarmy.com/ROTC for more information.
To find out more, visit your campus Army ROTC representative or call 217-265-6857.
Start strong with Army ROTC. Paid for by the United States Army.
Michelle Schroeder, our law enforcement official of the month, the University of Illinois. We appreciate very much your coming in. Why are you a police officer?
It's all about service, and it's all about helping other people. At some point, I ended up taking a criminal justice class, and I've met local officers, and I fell in love with law enforcement.
Did you do one of those
ride-alongs? I did.
Okay.
I did a few ride-alongs with Champaign Police.
And what'd you think?
Definitely different. I think once you sit there and actually see what's going on from that other side and that perspective, you change your mind from just the normal civilian side of what you think you know about. Very eye-opening.
University of Illinois hired a Chief Alice.
Well, I think she's amazing. She has a lot of energy. She's very personable. You know, somebody that's very easy to talk to, and she definitely has a lot of goals and aspirations to, you know, make us better. A lot of new programs, a lot of new ideas. Very open to feedback from the community and officers and how we could make the U of I the greatest police department. So we all love that energy. And I'm real excited to see the future and the changes.
Hey, Illini fans, it's Mike Greenberg. Catch Lon Tay and Derek Piper weekdays from 4 to 6 right here on ESPN Radio 93.5.
Hey, Grady.
That's our guy.
That's our guy. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper. I'm Lon Tay. He is Derek Piper. Trevor Valise is here, but he's not talking today. Hans D will be talking later, unfortunately, but we'll do that at 525 with Who You Got? Big Ten Football Edition. This segment is brought to you by Game Day Spirit, two locations, Neal and Green Street. Any and all of your Illini gear you get at Game Day Spirit. Check them out online. They've got the Chief. They got Tommy Bahama stuff, which I love. I've told you, if I ever get skinny again, I'm going to go all out on Tommy Bahama. It's my favorite thing to wear. It's so comfortable. But it's all check it out at all. It's Game Day Spirit. Mariahguzman.com. It's time to head to the phone lines now. Mariah Guzman joins us. How are you, Mariah?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, good, except I called you Maria twice. I apologize, Mariah.
You know, that's a common mistake. It's okay. I just say, think about Mariah Carey, and usually
Boom.
People get it from there.
Okay, that's perfect. Jeremy Warner's favorite Christmas Carol is Mariah Carey, so that's it. Illini Inquirer, follow her on Twitter at Mariah L. Guzman. All right, Mariah, I tried to give a positive spin on Illinois Minnesota and how a win this week would lead into a win against Rutgers, would then lead to a win against Nebraska, and somehow Illinois could win four or five games. Am I just crazy, or what do you think?
I don't think you're crazy. I think it's hard to try to still be optimistic, especially
yes.
after what we saw from Illinois last season. I think it was definitely a train that everybody was aboard, and we kind of wanted to roll that into the season. I think a lot of what, like, Illinois fans and reporters and just anybody that's closely watching, honestly, anybody in the Big Ten, is you have to kind of pull back and realize, like, this season is shortened. These guys are at a different level as far as how they were able to prepare for the season. And if you take it a step down further, I think these, at the end of the day, they're student athletes who have had to deal with a pandemic the same as everybody else, have had to deal with all different kinds of trials and tribulations. So I think if you look at it through the more human aspect, it makes it a little bit better. That being said, yes, they better win against Minnesota, because if not, what are they doing?
Good call.
Well said. Mariah, before we get into the matchup, how do you feel like, I know you've been on a lot of these Zoom calls with the players, how have they responded to this disappointing start, or maybe piecing together some of the positives, like Caron Taylor obviously showed some electricity when he's able to make some positive plays. Lovie Smith was asked if it's a must win. He said no, but then he said need to win. So how do you feel like the program in general is handling the pressure or just the opportunity against Minnesota?
Honestly, I think the program overall has dealt with pressure for how long now? You know what I mean? So I think that it's not only just with this Minnesota game. I think that after what Lovie saw with this team against Wisconsin, that I think I saw extreme disappointment, and obviously that's just from my viewpoint. I'm not going to speak for him, but I think they were genuinely surprised. I think that they wanted to perform a lot better. I do think, and I don't know if this is because Zoom conferences are a lot different than in-person post-game press conferences and weekly press conferences. I don't know if I want to say this, but I think I see somewhat of less emotion, maybe. I remember last season, a lot of the time seeing Jake Hansen very upset after losses and, you know, not even like wanting to talk, and just, you could tell that he was just very upset. And as a leader on this team, that's obvious, and that's obviously important that you care about your team. And this year, I don't know. I feel like after the loss last Saturday, I wasn't sure. I was like, I can tell that these guys obviously aren't happy that they lost, but I don't know to what extent, and I don't know if they're just trying to keep moving forward. And at this point, it's like, well, what can we do but try harder next time?
Minnesota's defense has given up over 40 in each of the last two outings, and they've been pretty brutal. The stats, as we've diagnosed all week long, they're either the worst in the country, one of the worst in Power 5. For Illinois' offense, where do you think it starts as far as setting the tone? I think a lot of people are looking at the run game. I'd personally like to see a little bit more Chase Brown. What do you think is the key to really getting it going offensively for Illinois?
Right. I agree with the Chase Brown aspect. When I was sitting next to Jeremy actually at the game last Saturday, it was funny because he just kept saying, give it to Chase Brown. Come on, Chase
that's
Brown.
His boy.
We need more of you. And, you know, and that's funny. And it's true. We wanted to see more of Chase Brown, and I'm glad that he kind of came out. And the same with Mike Epstein. Definitely a lot better of a performance last Saturday than the week prior. I think with Minnesota's defense, when Jeremy put out the preview this morning, I was rolling through it, and when he touched on Minnesota's defense, he literally said, I'm leaving this blank because Minnesota's defense seems to be struggling. Like, just, I'm going to leave it blank. It's not even worth talking about. And I think that with this offense for Illinois, this is obviously going to be where it's going to be an advantage, right? But how much? Because they still have guys missing. They still have QB1 missing. They're playing their fourth string. I think what we saw out of Karan with 274 yards and running for 32 yards, I think that was great for a four-string QB who doesn't, like, got nothing but mental reps for how long, you know what I mean?
Sure.
That being said, did get four turnovers. Obviously, there's some mistakes, but I think that he learned to pass or to hand off the ball or to run when he needed to, and I think that that was all we could ask for them. And when you look at Minnesota's deal with how they deal with mobile QBs that can run the zone option, I think that when they played Maryland, it was very telling when they could not stop Talia. I think that, Leah was able to get out of the pressure from Minnesota's defense. So regardless of the level of Karan and what he's able to do, I think this is a better opponent, especially for the Illinois offense to be going against this week. And I don't know what it says if they don't do well against this defense. I mean, that's definitely a further conversation, but.
Yeah, I don't want to have that one. I do not even want to have that conversation, Mariah. Mariah Guzman is our guest, Illini Inquirer. Follow her on Twitter, at Mariah L. Guzman. I was going to follow up on Karan Taylor because I like what you said about that and the fact that he got more comfortable, it seemed, as the game went on. And we did see him. He's got the ability, obviously, to throw. And, in fact, he's got a lot of speed on those passes. Kind of needs to calm down on that maybe a little bit. But I'm with you, Mariah. I think on this RPO and the fact that you've got Epstein, you've got Chase Brown, you've got Karan Taylor who can get to the outside, I think if I'm Rod Smith, not that I'm shying away from passing the football this Saturday, but if I'm Rod Smith, I'm running the ball down Minnesota's throat until they prove to me that they can stop that run. Wouldn't you agree? I mean, I feel like that should be the game plan for Illinois tomorrow.
100%. At the same time, Minnesota's pass rush is non-existent. And they have their linebackers play fairly slow. So and when you talk about Illinois running the ball, I think that's where Chase Brown and Mike Epstein can hopefully work off of it. And I think that the one thing specifically for Chase Brown is to slow down even more, because that's something that he talked about too, was he was, going too fast and not seeing those gaps right away and trying to run into situations that he wasn't going to get out of. And so I think that if Illinois has been approaching this with knowing how Minnesota's defense works, I think that the offense is going to work well, and having the four-string QB isn't going to matter. And thank God that he's also mobile at the same time.
Without a doubt. Now, on the other side of the ball, this Illinois defense with regards to the pass, the secondary, coming into this season, Mariah, it was one thing that we did a little this or that before Wisconsin on that Friday, and I'm all geeked up and excited about what Illinois is going to do in Madison. And we came to the secondary, and I'm like, don't worry, there's plenty of talent there. Nate Hobbs is back. You got Sidney Brown back there. You got Marques Beeson. And now I don't think there's been a pass completed that Illinois defender's been within 6 yards of. And it's just getting really, really frustrating. Oh, by the way, here comes Minnesota and Tanner Morgan and Rashad Bateman. I think this is a put-up or shut-up game, and I know that's not fair to this Illinois secondary because you are going against a stud passing program. But, by the way, only threw 15 times last year, which is weird. But I think this is the week. Right. I mean, Lovey said it. We've been working on this. We understand what's going on. They need to put up or shut up this week, Mariah.
Yeah, 100%. And a lot of what I saw, too, was that Minnesota, for these past couple games, was relying on the run. And sure. I had kind of like the same question. Like, why are you, when you have Tanner Morgan, what's wrong with him passing? What's wrong with that? And so I think coming into this game, Minnesota's probably going to flip that and is going to, Tanner Morgan is going to be their guy. So, I hope Illinois is also prepared for that, because their defense has clearly been the biggest issue in stopping the pass game. I mean, the defensive backs, they need to step up. I mean, and Nate Hobbs has been disappointing, to say the least.
Agreed.
I think, and the defense, they have forced zero interceptions through two games. They're giving up 7 passing touchdowns. I mean, that's a ratio that you don't want. And I think that also, this is where you miss Beeson. And I know the guy is kind of struggling with coming off injury and dealing with other things than that, but we wanted him to get picks. We wanted him to make big plays. And so I don't know if it's a little bit of that at the same time, but there's a lot going wrong here. And I don't get it, especially because this is supposed to be Lovie's defense.
Okay.
And I don't know what more to say, you know?
That's fair.
Mariah, could you fill us in a little bit on what it's like to cover a football game where you can't talk to the players directly after the game or be on the field or no fans? Like, fill us in a little bit on the journalistic side, the experience there.
Oh, man, guys, do I have a story for you.
Oh, okay. Boy.
No, first of all, obviously it's great to be able to even have the opportunity to be in that press box where seats are already limited. So being able to watch the games that are at home in person is something that I'm extremely grateful for. So I'll start with an emphasis on that. And obviously the Illinois media team does a great job at giving us access to players. And honestly, we might be able to be talking to more people after the game. But in that press conference or in that press box after the game against Purdue, I swear there was all kinds of chaos. And so it's like I'm sitting 6 feet away from Jeremy. And then behind us up top is Joey Wagner. And it seemed like there was just a trifecta of us having issues on Zoom.
Uh-oh.
And so we'd open it up. Nobody had access to record. So everybody missed Lovie's opening statement. And we were like begging for access to record. Finally, we get there. Jeremy was confused because he thought there was a breakout room already set up with Coran. And I was like, no. The breakout room isn't yet. It's after Lovie. Then the breakout room starts. I'm not able to get into the breakout room. Joey cannot get into anything. His Zoom is just completely not working. And so it was eventful, to say the least, and a little stressful. And so, like, when it came to my turn of asking a question, I think I totally, like, I don't even remember what I said to Jake Hansen, but I'm pretty sure it was probably one of the worst questions I've ever asked, because I was so stressed out in that press box because of all the technical issues.
Yes.
And not even about the game anymore. So, I mean, as far as being able to watch the game, I love it. I wish I could talk to these players and be huddled around a bunch of different media members. I can't believe I'm even saying that, but that, you know, tech always finds a way to kind of ruin some moments there.
It's adversity, Mariah. It's a learning moment, right? It's adversity that the next time it happens, you'll be prepared. You'll be ready to ask Jake the exact perfect question. That's what we're going to do. That's the way you think of it. Hey, Mariah Guzman, let's get it done tomorrow, huh? Against Minnesota, 2:30 kick. Reporting for Illini Inquirer. Follow Mariah on Twitter, at Mariah L. Guzman. Great stuff with the Inquirer. Enjoy reading it, Mariah, and thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you guys for having me on.
Okay. We'll do it again. That is Mariah Guzman. That is funny, and I could understand where she's coming from. First of all, can you imagine me dealing with a Zoom thing? I'd be like, what are we doing here? What? I'd be the guy that was the other day. We won't go into the story. That'd be me. Can you imagine how much I talk and like Derek Burson or Kent Brown or whomever would be like, Lon, you have to shut up. You have to shut up. You have to mute yourself the entire time. Now, can they mute you?
They can mute you, yeah.
Okay, so I would be muted.
It'd be an
automatic mute. Oh, Tay's joining the... No, mute him. And then I'd have to raise my hand the entire time. And finally, they'd be like, okay, I guess there's no more questions. And I'm over here in a corner like, I've got my hand raised.
I could see Kent Brown hacking into your laptop and just disabling the microphone permanently.
And me not knowing what's going on. Like, all of a sudden, my mouse is moving and I'm not touching. How's this working? I don't understand it. Good stuff with Mariah Guzman. I can't remember if she called an Illinois win on the predictions or not.
I believe she did.
Okay, I know that. I know what you did, but we're going to wait till the end of the show to find out what you had done.
She had 38-35 Illinois.
Okay. She maybe is in my optimistic side.
Oh.
I like that. I need others in that optimistic side. Is there anybody out there, College of Aces text line, 359-2255, is there anybody out there that's still with me that this Illinois team can still get four or five wins?
There might be one in the call.
Maybe, yeah.
Call
if I had the cricket, if I had that cricket sound, that would have been perfect for it right there. 359-2255. Come on. Are you with me or not? If you're not, I totally understand, and you can let me know. All right, we're going to wrap up the first hour when we come back. A little this or that, Illinois-Minnesota at 5:05, and then who you got? Big Ten football edition at 5:25, including that Minnesota-Illinois prediction. It is The Drive.
Dr. Jared Rogers, OSF Healthcare. We need a flu shot.
You surely don't want the flu and COVID at the same time.
What are you seeing at OSF with anxiety?
We've certainly seen an uptick in anxiety, you know, and just outright fear in a lot of people. So we see increased visits for that related to the pandemic. At OSF, we actually have an app that you can download. It's called Silver Cloud, and it then helps you, you know, digitally to manage your anxiety, manage your stress. And so a lot of people are doing that. It's free of charge, doesn't require a visit anywhere to see anybody. And then if you need other assistance, you can certainly still do that.
Is telehealth here to stay?
I believe it is. The ClearBot is on the OSF website, and you can access her by going to OSF Healthcare. She will guide you through what you believe may be COVID, or if you're even just worried about it.
Is it OSF? SFHealthcare.org.
As the weather gets colder, check out Urbana Park District's new health and fitness classes at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are for all ages and abilities, ranging from yoga to Zumba, aerobics, and more. All classes follow COVID-19 safety protocols. To register, see their program guide online at urbanaparks.org or call 217-367-1544. At Urbana Park District, you belong here. UrbanaParks.org.
At Bonnie and Soul, you know that their experienced associates have been helping runners get the proper fit for over 41 years. And during this time, Bonnie and Soul Sports encourages you to go running or walking or anything to stay in shape to keep you fit both mentally and physically. And at Bonnie and Soul Sports, they offer free shipping on any purchase over $69. Bonnie and Soul Sports is also safe to visit with all COVID and CDC guidelines followed. Bonnie and Soul Sports, simply the best of what they do, just off Neil near Curtis in Savoy. Visit them at bodyandsoulsports.com.
Here's Scott Allen, manager of Paxton Hardware and Rental, to tell you about his store.
Well, I'll tell you what, we're just a nice small-town hardware store who really cares about our community and really cares about our customers. All we want to do is provide you with the best service we can, the best products we can, the best selection we can.
Paxton Hardware and Rental has everything you could need.
It's an awful lot, though. It's hard to keep it all straight sometimes, but we can find it for you.
Paxton Hardware and Rental, 217-379-3611.
You're going to get first-class, first-rate service here at Paxton Hardware and Rental.
Hi. This is Dan Moyson, president of Simplified Computers. COVID-19 has changed the way we work, study, and play. The virus is ripping across the country, but the little culprit will not win. Simplified Computers remains dedicated to helping you work safely. We offer in-store and curbside service 7 days a week. We are a one-stop computer sales, repair, and consulting company. Come see us today at 901 South Neal Street or online at simplifiedcomputers.com or at 352-5000. Simplified Computers, simply the best.
Tell you what, you got a little read for me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
Well, Trevor's got us all flustered in here.
Are your appliances giving you trouble like Trevor? Are you looking for something new? Then shop local at Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. They have the items and resources to get you what you need. You can shop easily by going online to appliance-world.com. Sign up for exclusive offers, get the latest local deals, chat with an associate online, shop their showroom from your phone, and more. Dick
nice.
Van Dyke Appliance World offers the best prices, service, and selection in Central Illinois, the place you want to visit for the best deals around. And of course,
yeah,
don't forget to ask about their 10-year protection
wow.
plan. Check out the Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal Street or online at appliance-world.com.
Good stuff with Mariah Guzman, Illini Inquirer. Next hour, a little this or that, Illinois, Minnesota. The first one is Tanner Morgan or Karan Taylor?
That'll be quick.
Uh-huh. Who you got? Big Ten Football Edition coming up at 525. I also see one other game in there that's not Big Ten that could be interesting because of one Trevor Lawrence not being able to play. So we'll get to that. I got back on the board last night.
You're back. You're totally back.
I took Davante Adams to score the first touchdown, and boom. I chalked up like $14. I'm back, Derek.
How good did it feel?
It was good. It felt good to see the green with like the little Patriot there, whatever those things are next to it, instead of just a red L that just seems to be staring at me like a devil's eye. Since October 9th, essentially for a month, I have literally gotten 15% of my bets right for a month. Now, again, these are $2 bets or $5 bets, so it's not looking anything crazy. Now, tonight, I went crazy on the Mountain West. I took the two heavy favorites on the money line, and then I took BYU, who's a 4.5-point favorite against Boise. And if it all hits, I win $12.
High roller.
I'm piecing it back together.
That's how you got to do it.
And then, of course, we'll have all these Big Ten games tomorrow to worry about. There's going to be some fun games tomorrow. The number one game, though, Michigan and Indiana. That to me is going to be a game. I cannot wait to watch that game. This is a show me game, if you will, for Indiana, because I don't know, you get the feeling here comes the big bad bully, right? Michigan coming to town. Indiana a couple years ago, I think, was that on a Thursday night? A couple of years ago, had a chance to beat Michigan, didn't do it. Tom Allen's got that program at 2-0. They're rolling. They're looking forward to if they get past Michigan, I mean, they're in pretty good shape there in the East to keep rolling a little bit. But certainly, what a game that should be in Bloomington. It's unfortunate that fans can't be at that game, or if they can, I don't think they can. But if you were an Indiana Hoosier football fan right now, you've got to be on cloud nine. You're ranked 13th in the country, and here comes Michigan, and you can't go.
Yeah, that's
true. And it's going to be like 75 degrees.
Right. I'm sure the state laws in Indiana would probably allow you to be there. Have people been at Colts games? Because I feel like they have been.
I think so.
But the Big Ten,
yes,
that blanket rule doesn't allow them to be there. If Indiana wins, they're a top 10 team.
That's
which
awesome.
Which is wild to say. It broke that long streak of not beating teams within the top 10 by upsetting Penn State. Now another chance against a top 25 team. Michigan, who's coming off not a great showing against MSU.
No. That was weird, wasn't
Harbaugh
it?
Harbaugh needs this one, though.
Yeah, he does. And I'll tell you, what was weird about that is that Michigan looked really good against Minnesota.
I think we know why now.
Yeah. Yeah. Now we really know why. I mean, I think they put up like 42. And then Michigan State, who lost and had 7 turnovers in the first week against Rutgers, turns around and beats Michigan.
It was weird.
It's time for Illinois to get a win.
Say.
That's what it's time for.
Well, be on the right side of weird.
Please. All right. Next hour, this or that, Illinois, Minnesota. We'll learn more about each squad. What do I know? And then who you got? Big Ten Football Edition. We'll do it all next hour. If you want to weigh in, 359-2255. Get them ready. Get them out of the cooler. Get them out of the fridge. We're coming back. Drive. Bang, bang, bang.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Also by Molitor Financial Group, located at the Village at the Crossing in Champaign.